Verse 15 and 16, let's see what it says. Who is the image? Jesus, of course, is who we're talking about. He is the image of the invisible God. Now, wait a minute. Now, every time somebody tells me they've gone to heaven, and we've seen God sitting on the throne, and he was a giant critter, eons tall, his foot was as big as a mountain. Hey, wait a minute. What does that scripture say? God is visible or invisible? That scripture said God's invisible. Scripture also says no man has ever seen God the Father, and no man ever will see God the Father. If that scripture says he's invisible, when you get to heaven, you ain't going to see some God sitting on a throne that's 40,000 miles tall. You're going to see a God that's exactly the size of you and me today. You know how big Jesus is? 6 foot tall, weighs 180 pounds. He looks just like you and me. He's a human being. He's not 900 feet tall. His toe is not as big as a mountain. He is invisible. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. God the Father, you will never see him in your entire eons of eternity. You may be in heaven 10 million years, and you will still never have seen the Father, because he's a spirit, and he's invisible, and you'll never see him. But you will be able to see Jesus. He's visible. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him are all things created. For by Jesus, what was created? You mean all these galaxies and stars and everything we see out there was made by Jesus? Yeah, everything. Everything on this earth was made by Jesus. You were made by Jesus. He knit you together in your mother's womb. Everything was made by Jesus. He says he was the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created. What does he leave out there? Nothing. All things. I mean, I don't understand what we don't understand about all. I just don't understand this. All things were created that are in heaven, that are in earth, both visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Well, if all things were created by him and for him, then where'd the devil come from? God created him. Absolutely. You know, he was made by God. You know, he was made with a flaw. He was made perfect and called Lucifer, and then at a certain point, he fell. You know, if God hadn't created him with that flaw couldn't have been in him. God had a purpose in creating the devil. He made him for his purpose. Just think, if God hadn't created the devil, who would he have made to put out there to take care of his disobedient children? You know, but he's got a devil out there that is a mean critter. And he knows what the word says. And when you disobey God's rules, the devil knows he has legal claim to you. He knows what his rights are. He's read the law. He's read the book. And so as soon as you sin, the door is open. You remember the scripture we were teaching from here a while back. It said, you know, be gentle and careful with God's children and show them their error. And perhaps, it didn't say it would happen, but it said perhaps God would deliver them from their sin, because at this point the devil has them in his control and he takes them captive at his will. You remember that? Isn't that something? If the devil, if you're not living in obedience to God's word, then the devil, when he wants to, he comes by and he says, oh, he comes by Cheryl's house today and says, you know, she's got a sin in her life. I think I'm just going to whack her on the backside. I'm going to put a pain in her hip today. Or I'm going to put a pain in her head. People don't understand where that comes from. But as long as she has any kind of sin, now this is the same for any one of us. You know, maybe you got crossways with your wife, you know, and you fussed her out, you know, and you really gave her the red or the riot act, or the other way around, or the wife done it to the husband, or whatever. And somebody said, well, there ain't nobody at home, not even the kids, it's me and him. Let me tell you, who else is there with you? God's there with you, isn't he? Does he know? Yeah, and the devil's there with you, and he knows. And so any time that we sin and open the door, you know, the devil knows what his legal right is. And so he comes in and attacks us. You know, God made the rules. He's just obeying the rules. Who made the devil? God did. He made him right here. It says, all things, whether it be thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, all things were created by him and for him. So he had a purpose for everything he made. Verse 17 and 18. And he is before all things, and by all things consists. And by him all things consist. In other words, he is the one that's sustaining the galaxies. You know, yesterday we talked a little bit about problem they're having down in Tampa, Florida, with the airport having to renumber the runways. Because the magnetic north is changing so much that now then when the pilots come in, the compass is not right anymore with where the runway is. It's about 5 years ago, I noticed magnetic north moved toward Russia about 5 nautical miles in a year. The next year it moved about 10 miles. The next year it moved 25 miles. This year it moved 40 miles. Now, as I've told y'all before, I know what's causing this. A lot of people don't have a clue. Why is the magnetic pole of the Earth shifting? There's got to be another magnet working on it. You understand that? There has to be another magnetic pole working on it, and this magnetic pole is coming from Planet X, which is getting closer to us every day. It's supposed to pass by us in December of 2012. Now then, wouldn't that be something? Aren't we glad God's in control? Because since we know God's in control, we have nothing to worry about. But if I didn't know Jesus, I would be extremely concerned. Because if that giant planet that's coming through our galaxy, which only makes a loop through our galaxy every 3,000 years, in 2012, this thing will come through our galaxy. Now then, like that guy on Channel 4 that I listened to here about a year or so ago that was talking about this, about a year ago or a year and a half ago, I was watching on Channel 4 a guy that was a scientist, and he was talking about what's happening with Planet X. And he said, as this Planet X comes closer, it's already having tremendous impact on other planets further out. You know, we are, what, number two or three? I forget where we are. I think we're the third planet from the sun. I forget. But there is others, you know, that's way on out there, like Pluto and Saturn and whatever. They're way out there. And they're huge planets. And how he was talking about the impact that this planet is having on them because it's so much closer to them already. Well, this guy commentator was talking to him. He says, what is going to happen to the Earth if this thing comes through? And he said, well, it's coming through. There's no two ways about it. It'll be here in about 2012. That's where it'll be the closest. And he said, when this thing makes this big loop through, here's the sun, and this thing goes around like this. He said, if we happen to be on this side of the sun, when it goes on that side of the sun, probably only about half the people in the world will die. Only about half. I thought, wow, that's catastrophic. He said, but if the Earth happens to be on this side of the sun, at the same side it comes over, he said it could be 90 to 95% or maybe more of the people on the Earth will die. He said, what's the Earth going to do? He said, it's going to change speeds and the magnetic poles are going to change positions. And he said, technically speaking, the Earth will flop upside down. And I thought, that's it. God said that in his word. He said that because of sin, I'm going to sling the inhabitants off of the earth and I'm going to turn the world upside down. That's actually written in God's word. I said, wow. I said, now I know what happened to those big mammoth elephants that I've studied about in Siberia when I was in high school, and nobody understood how these critters were frozen so quickly because 3,000 years ago, because of sin, God brought that same thing through, and he turned the world upside down, and those big old mammoths, those giant elephant-looking things, they were grazing in a place of green lush, and all of a sudden, the world was turned upside down. Nearly everybody was killed, And these things were instantly frozen, and they're under 100 foot of ice and snow right now in Siberia, and the Russian government is digging them out every day, selling the ivory and everything, and the meat is fresh, and the vegetation in their mouths are still fresh. And I thought, wow, this happened before. Now then, if I didn't know Jesus and know that he was in control of the cosmos, I would be extremely concerned. Especially if I wanted to live a little while longer, because I got a feeling the majority of folks are going to die. But do we have anything to worry about as Christians? Absolutely not. You know, I mean, God, he'll take us out, whole families, you know, everything. There's no fear. The King is in control. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. I mean, he made it all. And it says, and he is the head of the body. Praise God. He is my head. He is your head. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. There's nobody more powerful than Jesus. Nobody. The Father has put all this power and authority of himself into this one man that was born on this earth as a human being, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. 19 and 20. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. God the Father made this decision. He does what he wants to do. He just happens to be God. You know, whatever he wants to do, that's what he does. And having made peace through the blood of his cross by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, he has reconciled all things to himself, and he made peace. 21 and 22. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled you. Now, you had to receive that by faith. It's not automatic that you get this. Everybody has to come to Jesus and receive this gift by faith. If you don't receive it by faith, you don't get it. In verse 22 says, in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, We Are Free Indeed, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.